head, trying to keep my body from shaking. "You've all gone too far," I breathed out, shocked.
"There's no such thing," Kai replied. "What we can do, we will."
"Why?" I burst out. "What did I ever do to you?"
"If I were you,"
Damon joined in,
"I'd be more concerned with what we're going to do to you."
What? Why were they doing this? Michael leaned forward in his chair and placed his forearms on the table.
"Your house is gone," he stated. "Your money and property liquidated. And where is your mother?"
My eyes rounded, realization slowly dawning as I saw the suggestion in his eyes. My mother wasn't on a yacht. I'd been played. "Oh my God," I murmured to myself.
"You belong to us now," Michael declared.
"You'll have money when we think you deserve it."
I narrowed my eyes, swallowing the lump in my throat. "There's no way you'll get away with this."
"Who's going to stop us?"
Damon argued. But I looked to Michael, dealing only with him. "I'll call your father," I threatened. He let out a laugh, shaking his head as he stood up from his chair.
"I hope you do," he replied.
"I'd love to see the look on his face when he realizes that the feigned fortune is gone. And Trevor will get you."
His heated eyes fell down my body before continuing,
"in less than pristine condition."
I heard Will laugh under his breath as the rest of them stood up, avoiding the mess on the floor. Michael circled the table, coming around to stand in front of me.
"Now we've got spectators, and I don't like that."
He glanced around the room full of gentlemen who were still watching us.
"We're heading back to my parents' house in Thunder Bay for the weekend, and we'll expect you within the hour."
And he pinned me with a warning look, letting me know it wasn't a request. I stopped breathing and watched as he walked away, through the dining room, followed by his friends, and without a single backward glance from any of them. Thunder Bay? Alone with them? I shook my head. No, I couldn't. I needed to get help. I needed to reach someone. But I squeezed my eyes shut, fighting away the tears as I ran my hand through my hair. There was no one. I had no one to turn to. Who was going to stop them?
Chapter 19. Erica. Present.
Climbing out of the car, I grabbed the baseball bat from the passenger seat and shut the door. My pulse pumped violently, heat washing over my entire body and sweat breaking out on my forehead. I could barely breathe. "I'll be safe." Michael and Kai would go far, but they wouldn't hurt me. "I'll be safe." My mother was out there somewhere, God knows where, and she was the only reason I was here. I walked for the house, noticing that none of the lights were on, inside or out. The windows were black, and I approached the door, stepping into the shadows of the tree overhead as it blocked out the moonlight. My hands shook. Everything was so dark. "My mother, don't back down, and don't leave until you get answers." If I called the police, it would take weeks to sort through the mess as they looked for her. She was on the yacht. She wasn't on the yacht. She was abroad, so of course it was difficult to reach her. "Give it some time, go back to school, and leave it in our capable hands."
"No."
Turning the handle on the door, I tightened all of my muscles, hearing the crackling of the packing tape stuck to the inside of my forearm. The baseball bat was a decoy. If they thought they got one weapon away from me, they might not suspect I had another. Hence the Damascus blade I'd taped to the inside of my arm, under my sleeve, when I went back to my apartment to get my car earlier. I forced in a deep breath and inched open the door, putting a foot inside the dark house. A cold hand snatched my wrist and yanked me inside. I cried out, the door slamming behind me as the baseball bat was torn out of my hand.
"You came."
"Will." I sucked in a breath as his arm came down in front of me and wrapped around my neck, putting me in a lock.
"That was really fucking stupid," he whispered in my ear.
He released me and shoved me forward, and I whipped around, gasping for breath. Oh my God. I immediately shot back, away from him. He wore a black hoodie with the hood drawn, as well as a mask. But the mask wasn't like the ones they usually wore. This one was plain white, and I'd never seen it before. I hunched down just an inch or so and kept my hands out, preparing for him to come at me again. Holding up the bat, he took slow steps toward me.
"What are you going to do with this, huh?"
He held it to his groin and began stroking it as if it were his cock.
"Yeah, that's what you like, isn't it?"
And then he shot out his arm, launching the bat off to the side of the foyer, the wood clanking against the marble floor. Eyeing me through his white mask, he stalked slowly toward me. I backed away. No. But then someone else came down on my back, and I screamed as he wrapped his arms around me.
"He may not be as big as that bat, but I am,"
a sinister voice threatened in my ear. Damon. I steeled every muscle, twisting and fighting against him as I tried to keep my forearm tucked close to me. I didn't want them to find the dagger, and I didn't want to use it unless I had to. Unless I had the opportunity to run, because I wouldn't be able to take all of them at once.
"Hey, fuck you," Will shot out. "Rika's going to love me the most."
I sucked in short, hard breaths, my abs burning as I fought against his hold. "Fuck off, and let me go." Damon grabbed me by the back of my shirt and shoved me away, but it was straight back into Will's arms. Will caught me, taking my ass in his hands and holding me to him.
"Are you going to love me good, Rika?" he taunted. "Or would you like to try him first?"
He jerked his head behind me, gesturing to Damon, before pushing me away from him again and sending me back to his friend. The room was spinning. "Stop it," I yelled. "Get off me." Where the hell was Michael? Damon fisted my collar, bringing my face up to his, and I could hear his heavy breathing behind his white mask that was identical to Will's.
"I served the most time. She should get to feel me first," he told Will,
and then looked to his right, speaking to someone else.
"What do you think?"
"Who?" But before I had a chance to turn my head to see who he was talking to now, he threw me over to another white-masked man, and I gasped, instantly pushing against his chest as my bare foot got caught under his boot. I hadn't realized I'd lost a sandal. "Stop it," I breathed out, shaking my head. But the third man simply wrapped an arm around me and fisted the back of my hair with the other. I cried out, my scalp burning.
"Boys," he called out. "She won't even be able to tell us apart after a while."
And then he shoved me back to another one, my feet stumbling across the floor as I fought not to fall. "Kai, how could he do this?"
"Hold her,"
he commanded as Will caught my upper arms and held my back to his front. My arms and legs felt heavy, and my head was swimming. I couldn't get enough air. "Stop it," I begged, fighting against Will's hold. Kai knelt down in front of me and looked up as he began running his hands slowly up my legs, going around my calves and up my thighs. "No!" I lashed out, kicking my legs with the small bit of energy I had left. But he caught my ankles and squeezed them so hard the bones ached.
"Gotta make sure you're clean," he explained in a too calm voice.
"Get away from me," I bellowed. "Where's Michael?" I jerked my head left and right, looking up the stairs and everywhere, but I couldn't see him. He was here. He had to be here. Damon leered behind Kai, watching me with his head cocked as if I were an animal being dissected in front of him. Will kept me flush with his body, his masked face nuzzling my neck.
"Got anything hidden here?"
Kai asked, running his hand up the inside of my thigh. But I lurched forward, growling, "Fuck you!" Will laughed, tightening his fingers around my arms and yanking me back into him again.
"Why don't you just take off her clothes?"
Damon suggested.
"That way we'll know for sure."
"Hell yeah,"
came Will's voice behind me. I instantly recoiled, seeing Kai stand up, his dark eyes like deep black pools behind his mask.
"Let's set the mood first."
and then he took out a remote from his sweatshirt and held it up, clicking a button. I jerked as a motor-like sound started, and then I twisted my head, my stomach shaking with silent sobs as I watched the steel shutters descend over all the windows. I shook my head, not knowing how to stop this. Any moonlight that had been streaming into the house slowly got smaller and smaller, the floor growing darker and darker. The house turned pitch black, and I watched as Kai and Damon disappeared in front of me, the room becoming as dark as oil. My legs started to shake. "Why are you doing this?" I demanded. "What do you want?"
"Why are we doing this?"
Will mocked in my voice. And then they all joined in.
"Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this?" "I don't know. Why are we doing this?"
Damon laughed. And then I screamed as Will launched me forward into his arms. At least I think they were his. Damon caught me and pressed his body into mine, pawing my ass with his hands. I planted my hands on his chest and tried to straighten my arms, grunting and choking on my breaths as I tried to push myself away from him. "Get off me!" I shouted, my face burning with rage. But he spun me around and shoved me into another set of arms. I stumbled in the darkness, lightheaded and losing my balance. The new guy wrapped his arms around me, and I clutched his sweatshirt to stabilize myself, acid bile rising in my throat. "What?" I choked out, trying to keep the fucking tears at bay. "What do you want from me?"
"What do you want from me?"
Kai mocked, followed by the others.
"What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?"
And then I was shoved away again, another set of arms catching me. "Stop it!" I yelled, and I raised my arm, coming down and catching him on the side of his mask.
"Oh, she's got some spit and fire,"
Will teased and pushed me to someone else. My legs went limp and I broke, sobbing. I buried my hands and my hair on the side of my head and curled my fingers, my nails scraping against my scalp so hard my skin stung. I threw my head back. "Michael!"
"Michael!"
someone called after me. And then someone else sing-songed,
"Michael, where are you? Michael!"
The third one rang out, their voice echoing up the stairs and down the hall.
"I don't think he's coming, or he's already here,"
Will taunted. "Stop it!" I raged. "Why are you doing this?" A head nudged my ear, making me jerk.
"Payback," he said in a hard whisper. "A little revenge," Will added. "And restitution for time served,"
Kai finished. Tears streamed down my face. What were they talking about? Where was Michael? But then someone grabbed my hips from behind and pulled me into him, his arms circling my waist.
"You belong to us, Rika,"
he breathed out in my ear.
"That's what's happening."
My eyes widened, and fire spread through my stomach as despair set in. It was Michael's voice. "No."
"Your horseman property now,"
I heard Kai say.
"And if you want to have money to eat, you'll be just as nice to us as you were to Michael last weekend." "He said you were a halfway decent fuck,"
Damon chimed in.
"But we'll get you up to par." "With some training,"
Will boasted, sick amusement in his voice.
"But you won't like it," Kai growled next to me. "I promise you that." "And if you want college money or rent money,"
Damon threatened,
"well then, you better be especially pleasing."
I hunched forward, feeling sick. I wanted to drop. What the fuck?
"Hey, what are we supposed to do when we get tired of her?"
Will asked somewhere to my right.
"We can't pay her for nothing, can we?" "Of course not." "I guess we can just pass her around,"
Will suggested.
"We've got friends." "Yeah, shit,"
Damon interjected.
"My father loves the young ones." "He used to give you his sloppy seconds," Kai joked. "Now you can return the favor."
Michael's arms tightened around me, and I heaved, trying to clench my stomach to push back down the vomit. I raised my forearm, clutching the handle of the dagger.
"Come on, Rika,"
someone growled, grabbing me by the arms. And I cried out as I was thrown across the floor, my shoulder hitting the hard marble and the wind knocked out of me.
"Damon,"
I heard a deep voice growl. My face was wet, both of my shoes were gone, and I coughed and sputtered as I struggled to turn over and see what was happening. But a large body came down on top of me, and I fumbled, trying to push him away and crawl backward. But he had me. His mouth was in my neck, and his hand was under my ass as he grinded into me.
"You knew this was going to happen between us,"
Damon breathed out, biting my ear as he tried to pry open my legs with his other hand.
"Open up, baby,"
I screamed, my throat aching raw as I bellowed with everything I had. I shot my arms up over us, went straight for my dagger, and ripped it off my arm. Bringing it down to my side, I lurched it forward and dug it into his body, on the side of his torso.
"Oh, shit,"
he howled, pulling his hands immediately off me and launching backward.
"Shit, fuck, she stabbed me."
I scurried away, my legs and hands going as fast as they could to get away from them. The blade fell out of my fingers, and my shirt was hanging down my arms, leaving me in my tank top. I spun around and got to my feet, and ran. I didn't look back, and I didn't hesitate. I raced through the house, entered the solarium, and threw open the doors, diving out into the night. My heart hammered in my chest so hard it hurt, and I felt eyes on me as I hit the grass and bolted across the vast backyard and through the trees. Something wet coated my shirt, but I didn't have to look down to know it was blood. Droplets of rain hit my skin, my feet slid on the wet grass, and I fell to my knees a couple of times as I bolted. I had no idea where the hell I was going. My mother was in danger, and I had no money. Who did I have to turn to? The garden shed appeared ahead, and I slowed, suddenly feeling despair take everything I had left. My mother. They had an endless amount of money and power to hide this. There were no videos of their deeds this time to get them arrested. I'd never find my mom, and I'd never get everything my dad left me back. Michael didn't care about his father or Trevor. He wouldn't listen to them when they eventually came back, and by that time, it might be too late for my mom. I had nowhere to go. There was no one to help me. Running my hands up and down my face, I wiped away the tears, wanting to scream in anger. What was I supposed to do? Find a phone and call Noah, the only person I could probably reach? And then what? Where would I go? How would I find my mom? There was no one to help me. There was no one to help me but me.
"You're not a victim," his words came back, "and I'm not your savior."
I turned around, looking back at the house and seeing the lights inside slowly come on. They were in there, and once I was one of them. Once I ran with them, kept up with them, and stood next to them. I wasn't their victim, and I had their attention. I'd learned how to fight. This was on me. And while I wouldn't make it easy for them, I wouldn't run. I would never run. I was built for this.
Chapter 20. Michael. Present.
"Fuck!" Damon growled. "I thought you checked her, man!"
"Just get in the kitchen," Kai barked. "God damn it!"
I stood on the upstairs landing, my arms crossed over my chest and my white mask sitting on the small table next to me. I looked out the window over the large lawn, watching the small wooden building buried in the trees. She was there. I knew she wouldn't go far. Rika was a smart girl. She was scared and in survival mode, but she wasn't stupid. After she'd fled, we'd grabbed Damon off the floor and sat him on a chair. I'd raised the shutters to let in the moonlight again, and then I'd gone upstairs to watch her run. She'd scurried and fled, disappearing into the trees, but she didn't leave. There was nothing but the cliffs back there, and then a huge drop to a beach on the Atlantic fucking ocean. She was barefoot, cold, alone, and without a cell phone. What was she going to do? And right about now, she was just realizing that.
I'm going to go get her.
Kai came up to my side, breathing hard. But I shook my head. Just leave her. She has nowhere to go.
She'd be crazy to come back here, he burst out. After we just terrorized her like that?
Calm down, I bit out. I know her better than you do. I could see him shaking his head out of the corner of my eye. He lowered his voice, but it was still thick with anger. Michael, she could make it to a phone, he pointed out. She could call a friend and eventually get a hold of your mother or father for all we know. The money isn't a big enough incentive for her to be pliant. We underestimated her. I inhaled an aggravated breath and reached behind my head, pulling off my sweatshirt and t-shirt and dropping them to the floor. A layer of sweat covered my back. If she doesn't come back, I replied, then keeping the money will have to be big enough incentive for you and the others to accept that we've lost. We agreed that she had to agree to this. I stared out the window, my heart creeping into my throat and my body growing hotter. Don't come back, Rika. I knew she wouldn't run far, but I wanted her to. I'd fucked up. This wasn't how it was supposed to be. We were going to make her ours. That was the plan. We'd make her feel what they felt when she destroyed their lives and tore us all apart. She'd be alone and have no control. We'd make her suffer. But as soon as Damon jumped on her, I was on his back, prying him off. I couldn't do it. I couldn't let them have her. And then when she stabbed him and ran, I let her go, even knowing she wouldn't really have any place to go. I knew she would realize there was no other way out of this, and that was simply the end of round one. But I held out a small hope that she'd evade us. She'd make it off the property, or hide, or something, until I figured shit out. There was no way I was going to be able to go through with this. She was mine. She'll be back, I told him.
How can you be so sure?
I peered over at him. Because she can't say no to a challenge. And I turned back, looking out the window. Just go see how bad Damon is hurt. He hesitated a moment, as if weighing his options, and then walked off.
Son of a bitch!
Damon howled from downstairs, and I heard a crash of dishes. I didn't bother holding back my small grin. I couldn't believe she'd hidden a weapon on us. I was glad we'd given her the dagger after all. I closed my eyes and ran my hand over the top of my head. What the hell was I going to do? How was I going to stop them? Twisting around, I jogged down the stairs, spotting drops of Damon's blood on the floor as I walked past, heading toward the kitchen.
Nothing you take from me will come easily!
A high-pitched shout raged through the house, and I stopped, recognizing Rika's voice. It sounded staticky and distant.
I won't come all the way out there to get you,
I heard Will growl as I stood just outside the kitchen. I clenched my fists. The intercom. He'd found her. Every room in the house, including the garden shed, had an intercom. He must have figured out the same as me. She didn't have anywhere else to run.
Oh, yes, you will, she snarled back, challenging him. You're the pack's dog. Come fetch, little dog.
I couldn't help the curl of my lips. Good girl.
You stupid fucking bitch, Will barked.
It was clear he was frustrated, Will never got mean. Until he did. And then another voice came in, smooth and threatening. "I'll come to get you," Damon chimed in. "And I'll want my blood back." I ground my teeth together. Stepping into the kitchen, I saw Kai opening and closing cabinets, probably looking for first aid supplies, while Damon held a towel to the lower left side of his torso and leaned into the intercom on the wall. "I will take it out of your ass before we leave that shed, Rika," he warned. "Don't run." And then he stepped away and threw down the towel as Will began taping a huge patch of gauze over his wound. It wasn't vicious. The blood seeping through the gauze was slow. But it was big. She'd slashed him good. Will's blood-stained hands worked as Damon winced and picked up a cigarette he'd lit, taking a long drag. "You're not going anywhere," I told him, walking in and diving down into one of the drawers on the island, pulling out the peroxide. "Fuck you," Damon threw back. He shoved Will away and flicked his cigarette in the sink, turning and charging out of the kitchen and into the solarium. I shot out from behind the counter and caught his arm, slamming him into the wall. He struggled, and I immediately wrapped my hand around his neck, pinning him to the wall. My other hand pressed into the gauze over his fresh wound. "Fuck!" he shouted, knocking my hands away. But I just came back in again. "Get off me!" "We agreed." "You agreed," he argued. "I'm going to rip her in two." I twisted up my lips, having had enough. No one would touch her unless she agreed to our terms. That was the deal we'd made. But now the deal was off. I wasn't on board with this anymore. "I don't even know why you're here," he sneered, knocking my hand off his wound, but making no move to get away. He turned his head, speaking to the other guys. "He got off scot-free, didn't serve a day. So why are we even involving him?" I narrowed my eyes on him. "You think the past 3 years have been easy?" I charged. "I was the one to piss her off. She was mad at me that night, and you all paid the price. I had to look at her day after day. That lying, manipulative, vindictive bitch sitting 2 feet across the dinner table and knowing it was all my fault." I turned my head, looking between Kai, Will, and then back at Damon. "You're my brothers, more than family. You guys served the time, and I have paid the guilt for it. We all paid." I let him go and backed away, watching him scowl at the air between us. I'd felt like I'd owed them. I'd hurt her that night, pushing her away and being cruel, and it was my fault she lashed out. She had the phone. She posted the videos. "We'll go get her," I ordered. There was no way I'd trust Damon to be alone with her in that shed. Will walked around me and stepped up to the solarium door, but then he stopped, looking out the glass. "She's already coming," he said, sounding a little surprised. "What?" I stepped to the side, following his gaze out the door. "Fuck." Her lone figure treaded slowly through the grass, her chin up and her shoulders squared. "You were right," Kai said next to me, pleased. I turned away, heading back into the kitchen, while the three of them kept their eyes on her. Gripping the edge of the counter, I heard the door open, and I watched them stay rooted in their spots as she calmly stepped inside, walking past them. She veered right, stopping at the entrance to the kitchen, and stared at me, her hard eyes doing a good job of masking the hint of hurt I noticed. Her clothes were damp, and I could make out her white bra beneath her tank top. "Where is my mother?" she asked. Damon, Will, and Kai walked in around her, spreading out around the kitchen and turning to face her. "Is she why you came back?" I asked. Of course, she would brave us for her mother. We'd counted on that.
I'm not scared of you, she stated.
I nodded, crossing my arms over my chest. I think you believe that. Looking at her now, her hair dotted with crystals of water, Damon's blood on her hands and the bottom of her tank top, and the resolute look in her eyes, I'd never been surer of anything. No, she wasn't scared. She'd given into it. She was owning it. Run or play. Fuck it.
Where is she? She pressed again.
You get answers when you confess.
And submit, Will added. To what? She gritted out, turning her fierce eyes on him.
To us. He came around her, looking her in the eye. All of us.
Your tantrum cost us 3 years, Rika, Kai charged, baring his teeth. And it wasn't easy time. We were hungry and threatened and miserable.
And now you're going to know what it feels like, Damon added, leaning on the wall and holding his stomach as he glared at her. Kai hovered down over her. You're going to learn how to shut up and look down when I enter a room. And you're going to learn how to fight and resist, because that's what I like, Damon countered. But with me, Will came in close, making her jerk. You'll want it.
She shook her head. Tantrum? What tantrum? I don't know what you're talking about.
You come when we say. Damon leaned on a hand on the island, tensing in pain. You leave when we say. And as long as you do as you're told, your debt to us will be paid. Your mother will be safe, and you'll have money to live. You got that?
You're ours, Kai told her. You owe us, and this has been a long time coming. Owe you for what? She shouted.
We took you with us that night, Will charged. We trusted you.
Never trust a fucking woman, Damon grumbled, reciting his father's words, no doubt.
And I was supposed to trust you, too, she shot back. And what did you guys do to me?
She glared between Damon, Will, and Kai, and I stilled, wondering what the hell was going on.
What is she talking about? I demanded.
But Rika ignored me, pushing forward.
You served 3 years? Well, I'm not sorry for you, she growled. You guys screwed up. But surprise, surprise, you actually had to pay a consequence for once. You've never had to own up to anything. There's no one to blame but yourselves.
You don't know anything, Kai bellowed, shouting in her face.
She shook her head, a spiteful smile in her eyes.
Really?
And then she shot her glare to Damon.
You were sent to jail for raping an underage girl. Winter Ashby, the mayor's daughter. The video was proof. What's there to explain?
I blinked long and hard, the morning that the videos surfaced flooding back. I'd woken up on Halloween, the day after Devil's Night, and discovered that some of our videos had been posted online for the whole fucking world to see. Which, quite simply, led to my friend's arrest. It had been stupid to record the videos in the first place, but we were always careful with it. We kept one phone especially for those nights when we wreaked havoc and wanted to keep a little souvenir. And back then, we thought we were untouchable. Winter Ashby had been one of Damon's conquests. She'd willingly taken him to bed the night before, but she'd been underage, and her father was just as powerful as ours. And he hated Damon's family. Which was probably why Damon preyed on her to begin with. There was no way her father would drop the charges. He saw an opportunity to take down a Torrance, and he did it. I looked over at Damon, seeing his flat expression as he stared at her. "There's nothing to explain," he replied calmly. "You have me figured out. I preyed on a young girl, and I don't even remember her face." Rika thinned her eyes on him, probably expecting more of an argument, but that wasn't Damon's style. He didn't talk. He acted. She then turned to Will and Kai, carrying on.
"And you guys beat up a cop, nearly to death. They found him on the side of the road."
Another video that had surfaced.
"That cop," Will shot out, moving into her space, "is Emery Scott's brother, her abusive older brother, and you're damn right, I beat the shit out of him."
She pinched her eyebrows together.
"Emery Scott?"
"Yeah," Kai joined in. "We caught wind of it earlier that summer, so we jumped him, and I don't care what you think. We'd do it again."
Rika knew Emery Scott, went to school with her, and she must have remembered Will burning down her gazebo on Devil's Night. He'd wanted her for a long time, so he fucked with her to get her attention. But when he'd found out she was being abused by her brother, Will, Damon, and Kai beat the crap out of him. And Damon had recorded it on the phone. Unfortunately, there were pieces where Will and Kai had flashed their faces to the camera. I hadn't been there, because I'd been at a basketball camp for most of the summer. The morning after Devil's Night, I woke up to a nightmare. My social media was flooded with messages, posts, and even a few news articles that had already been uploaded. Somehow, the videos from our phone had wound up online overnight, and everyone within a 1,000-mile radius knew about us. Or my friends, anyway. It wasn't long before the police were at their houses, putting them in handcuffs, and while we could get out of a lot of things, the realization soon set in that they weren't coming back. Damon had fucked with a connected girl, and Kai and Will were screwed as well. You don't hurt cops, no matter what. Damon was sentenced to 33 months for statutory rape, and Will and Kai pleaded down to 28 months for assault. And then, after all that, after everything I'd been a part of as well, I'd escaped without a scratch. No videos with me were posted, and even if they had been, my face wouldn't have been visible in any of them. I'd always kept my mask on. It didn't take us long to figure out who'd uploaded the videos.
"You threw us under the bus because Michael had hurt you that night," Kai accused. "But did you really think we weren't going to come after you?"
Her eyebrows pinched together, looking confused.
"Being a rat is one thing," Will interjected. "But betraying people who trusted you is unforgivable."
"Betraying?"
she breathed out, and then looked to me, a question in her eyes.
"What?"
But Will just kept going.
"You're going to make amends," he commanded. "And if you don't, then maybe we'll go dig your mother out of whatever hole we stuck her in to take your place. I'm sure she's a good fuck. She landed your dad, after all."
Rika's eyes flared, and she lost it. Letting out a growl, she drove forward, launching her body into Will's and shoving him backwards, her hands pushing against his chest, the power of her whole body sending him stumbling back onto his ass.
Shit.
He landed, and I dived around the island, seeing her immediately jump on him and straddle him, her fists flying down on his face as he shot out his hands, trying to shield her.
"Fuck!" he yelled, swinging his arms and knocking her to the floor.
Before either of them had a chance to launch into another attack, I came in front of her, blocking both of them and pulling her off the ground. She bared her teeth, seething, and tried to dart around me, but I cut her off, shaking my head. I stared into her eyes, noticing the way she took a step backward, away from me. Dropping my eyes, I curled my fists.
I can't hurt her. I couldn't do this. I no longer cared what she did to us all those years ago, or why she did it. I didn't trust her, but I couldn't hurt her. I turned and faced my friends, keeping her behind me.
God damn it!
Will barked, as Kai gave him a hand, pulling him off the ground. He wiped his finger under his nose, pulling it away, and going back in a couple more times, looking at his fingers. He was bleeding, and his eyes were watering. Damon still stood over by the island, pinching a lit cigarette between his fingers, and blowing out a cloud of smoke. Will sniffled, a bit of blood smeared under his nose as he approached me.
Move!
But I just kept my shoulders squared and held his eyes, staying put. He watched me, shaking his head in warning.
Michael, don't do this.
When I didn't move, he reached around me, trying to get at her, but I shoved my hands into his chest, pushing him back. They might try to kill me, but they wouldn't get to her otherwise.
You're choosing her? Kai charged. After everything? She'll screw you over just like us. We trusted her too. You trusted me?
She burst out, coming around and holding their eyes.
I was your friend? Do you normally kidnap your friends against their will and drive them out into the middle of nowhere for a little fun?
I narrowed my eyes, my heart picking up speed. And then I turned to look at my friends.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Chapter 21. Erica. 3 years ago. I bolted from the warehouse. My stomach was in knots and tears streamed down my face, probably making the black stripe run, but I didn't care. How could everything have felt so good one minute and so fucking horrible the next? I ran down the stairs, holding my arms over my chest to keep warm. I glanced over to the booth where the guys had been sitting, but I saw that it was empty. Were they gone? They just left me here? I tried not to feel hurt that Kai, Will, and even Damon had abandoned me, too. Just like Michael. I walked over, seeing that my sweatshirt was still there. I gritted my teeth and grabbed it, whipping it out of the booth and charging for the front entrance. Assholes, I growled in a whisper. Slipping it over my head, I pulled up the hood and stuffed my hands into the middle pocket. And I stopped, my hand immediately closing around a hard rectangular object. I pulled it out, seeing that it was the phone Will had been carrying with him all night, the one he recorded all their pranks on. I glanced back inside, trying to figure out how I'd gotten the phone. But then I noticed how long the sleeves were, and that the hem fell all the way to the tops of my thighs. I had the wrong sweatshirt. I cocked an eyebrow, stuffing the phone back into the pocket and making my way through the parking lot. Will must have taken mine accidentally. He'd be lucky if I didn't toss his damn phone and all their memories in the trash. The rain had calmed, only a light sprinkle now, but the chill crept into my bones, and I considered calling my mom to pick me up. But I immediately tossed the idea. I didn't want her to worry about what I'd been doing out so late, since she believed I was sleeping at the Crists. And plus, I couldn't face anyone. I needed to walk and be alone. He'd almost been mine. When he'd followed me upstairs in that warehouse, just like I'd hoped he would, I anticipated his touch the whole time. I begged for it in my head. Just one touch, and I would know he wanted me like I wanted him, and I could be happy. And then his hand came around my neck, and he pulled me into his chest, and I was his. It was done. Now I knew, and there was no turning back, no stopping. Why did he ruin it? He'd told me today in the catacombs that he wanted what he wasn't supposed to have. He wanted to live without rules and defy everyone else's expectations. And what did he do? He gave in to them instead. He tied my hands and his. He let the fear of his father and the threat of his brother hold us back. And what was worse, he wanted to put the same restraints on me that he was trying to shed. I didn't want anything planned. That wasn't Michael and it wasn't me. I wanted the thrill and the playing, the drama and the fights, the passion and the craving. I wanted to fucking frustrate him and drive him wild, but I couldn't do that when he tried to micromanage everything. I wanted it all to be out of our control, because we had no choice but to dive in. But that was short-lived. He pulled back, held back, laid down rules. Fucking rules? How could he do that? That wasn't us. We weren't going to care what others thought, and we wouldn't ask permission. And in the span of 60 seconds, I went from being the heartbeat in his chest to feeling like nothing more than his little plaything, pliable and unimportant. I damn well knew someone like Michael Crist wasn't going to stay celibate for a year, waiting for me to turn 18 either. I knew he wanted me. I felt as much when he ground between my legs. But just because he denied himself from having me didn't mean he'd deny himself altogether. I wasn't that naive. Tomorrow he'd ignore me, and it would be as if this night had never happened. I'd want to be invisible in his presence, and even though I shouldn't be, I'd feel embarrassed around him. I dropped my head, strands of my hair spilling out of the hood as I walked down the dark road, the glistening black top reflecting the moon's light. I missed him already, and hated him. A horn blared from behind me, and I whipped around, my heart jumping as I backed away, making sure I was off the road. I stilled, seeing Michael's Mercedes G-Class, and waited as it pulled up next to me. Damon drove.
"Come on," he told me. "Get in. We'll take you home."
I backed away, spying Kai in the passenger seat with his mask on. Will sat in the back, slouched down and looking 2 seconds from passing out. I didn't see Michael. I shook my head. "It's not that far. I'm fine." I turned to keep walking, but Damon called after me.
"Michael told us to make sure you got home. I don't care what happened between you two, but we're not letting you walk. Get in."
Stopping, I looked ahead at the pitch-black night on what I knew was a 6-mile walk. So they hadn't left me then? My anger softened. My pride may be hurt, but that was no excuse to be stupid. I averted my eyes, not wanting him to see how grateful I was, and opened the back door, sliding into my same seat. Damon immediately laid on the gas, speeding down the road as Combi Christ's Feed the Fire played on the stereo. I narrowed my eyes on Kai, noticing his mask and drawn hood, and wondering why he was so quiet. Giving Will a sideways glance, I noticed his hooded eyes as he leaned back on the headrest. Turning my eyes back up front, I looked up, seeing Damon watch me from the rearview mirror. "Why are you wearing your mask?" I asked Kai. But it was Damon who answered.
"The night's not over yet," he replied in a teasing tone.
But I suddenly felt unease creep into my chest. We raced down the lonely highway, getting closer and closer to my house, so I pushed my concern away. They might be heading out elsewhere for more fun, but they were taking me home. Damon was always creepy. It was just my nerves.
"You want him, don't you?"
Damon stared out at the road.
"Michael, I mean."
I stayed silent, hardening my jaw and turning my eyes out the window. Damon wasn't interested in anything but fucking with my head. And even if he did want to just talk, I had no intention of confessing to Michael's friends how big of a fool I'd just made of myself.
"Shit," Will groaned, his tired body swaying with the car. "She's ready to ride a fence post with how horny she is for him."
Both of them chuckled, and I narrowed my eyes, trying to stay hard. They were laughing at me.
"Don't be an asshole, man," Damon joked. "Maybe she's just horny, period. Bitches have needs, too, after all."
Will breathed out a laugh, and I sat frozen, waiting for my house to appear. What the hell was going on? They didn't act like this with Michael around. And why wasn't Kai stepping in like he had every time Damon got out of line today? I glanced at him in the passenger seat.
He remained motionless and silent.
"We're just messing with you," Will drawled. "We do it to each other, too."
I turned, seeing him give me a lazy smile before he closed his eyes.
"You know, the thing about Michael," Damon went on,
cocking his head as he relaxed it against the seat.
"He wants you, too. He watches you. Did you know that?"
He glanced at me in the rearview mirror.
"Man, the look on his face when he saw you dancing tonight."
But I was no longer paying attention. I did a double take, straightening as I stared wide-eyed out the window. What the hell? The lanterns from my home and gate flew past the window, and I shook my head, dread knotting my stomach. They passed my house.
"Yeah," Damon continued. "He never gets that look over a girl. I'd say he was damn close to taking you home and popping that little cherry of yours."
My breathing turned shallow. "Kai," I broached, ignoring Damon. "We passed my house. What's going on?"
"You want to know why he didn't take you home?"
Damon cut in, continuing his one-sided conversation. And then the locks clicked, and I sucked in a breath, squeezing the door handle. I shot a glance to Will, seeing his head bob his dead weight on his neck. He was passed out.
"He doesn't like virgins," Damon finished. "He never wants to be that important to someone. And it's a lot less complicated to fuck people who know there's a difference between sex and love."
"Where are we going?" I demanded. But he ignored the question.
"You saw the girl at the old church today," he mused. "You liked it, didn't you?"
I breathed hard, my mouth going dry as we turned down a dark gravel road.
"You wanted to be her," he stated, "pushed down on that floor and fucked."
My eyes burned, and I could barely breathe. My heart was beating so hard.
"You know why?" he went on. "Because it feels good, and we'll make you feel so good if you let us."
I darted my eyes to Kai, unable to stop the shake in my chest. Why was he so quiet? He wouldn't let this happen. Please.
"You know," Damon continued, "when guys let a girl into their gang, there are two ways for her to be initiated."
He pulled the car to a stop, and I looked out the front windshield, seeing the headlights shining on trees ahead. There were no other lights, and there was nothing out here. It was dark and isolated.
"She either gets beat in."
He shut off the car, killed the lights, and locked his dark eyes on mine in the rearview mirror.
"Or fucked in."
I shook my head quickly, clenching my fists. "I want to go home." He sucked in a breath through his teeth.
"That's not one of the choices, little monster."
And then he and Kai, together, turned around to pin me with dark eyes. "No." I immediately grabbed the door handle and began yanking again and again as I started to shake. What were they doing?
"We can take what we want from you," Damon warned,
opening his door,
"one after the other, and no one would believe you, Rika."
And then he climbed out, and I watched him through my window as he came to my door. He opened it, and I lurched back, crying out as he pulled me from the car. Slamming the door shut, he shoved me against the car and pressed his body into mine. I shot my hands up, trying to hit him, but he caught my wrists and held my arms down by my side.
"We're untouchable," he stated in a low voice. "We can do whatever we want."
I breathed so fast my stomach hurt. He was pressing into me too hard, and I could barely get any air in. Kai came around Damon's back, having just gotten out of the car. He watched me through his silver mask. "Kai, please." I begged for his help. But he just stood there, silent.
"He won't help you," Damon threatened.
And then he forced my hands over my head, pinning them to the car as I cried out. He came in close, whispering against my forehead,
"I'm going to feel so good."
And then he slipped his other hand around my ass, squeezing it and bringing me in to press against his cock.
"You know you want to ride this."
"Damon," I said, twisting my head away, "take me home. I know you're not going to hurt me."
Oh, yeah.
He got in my face, his lips on my cheek.
Then why have you always been afraid of me?
I remained silent, knowing he was right. Any time I'd seen Damon coming down the hall at school, I switched to the other side. The one time I found myself alone with him in the kitchen when I was 14, I immediately left. I had never talked to him before today, and I was right to have kept my distance. It took less than a minute for him to force himself on me in the cathedral this afternoon. But I held out hope. For a brief moment tonight, after I'd smashed the glass of the jewelry store and Damon offered the small thank you, I thought he might see me differently, maybe hold a bit of respect for me. He held my wrists and continued pawing my ass as he left a trail of kisses along my cheek all the way to my ear. Damon, no. I shook my head, fear sinking in as I jerked against his hold. Let me go. But then his lips were on mine, pressing against my teeth, and his goddamn body was everywhere. I couldn't get out, and I could barely breathe. I twisted away, crying, help!
He doesn't want you,
Damon whispered, ignoring my protest, as he brought his hand up to my breast, kneading it roughly.
But we do, Rika. We want you so bad. Being with us will be like having a blank check, baby. You can have anything you want.
And then he bit my bottom lip.
Come on.
I jerked my head to the side to get away from him. I'll never want you, I growled. But then I gasped as he grabbed me by the sweatshirt and flung me around, straight into Kai's arms. Kai, I breathed out, my heart racing as I clutched his sweatshirt and stared up into the dark holes of his eyes. What was he doing? Why wasn't he helping me?
Maybe you want him, then, I heard Damon say.
Kai's arms came down around me, and I shot my hands up, pushing away from him. Stop! I yelled, and raised my hand back up in the air and came down across his mask. But all I heard was a laugh, as he spun me around and shoved me forward, pushing me onto the ground. I landed on my hands, pain shooting up my arms as I quickly looked up and spotted the cell phone from Will's pocket, my pocket, laying several feet away. It must have dropped out when I landed. The damp cold leaves poked my fingers as I dug them into the wet earth, and my knees were chilled from the ground. I quickly flipped over, trying to keep aware of where they were, as I slowly crab-walked backward to get to the phone. Kai and Damon stood a few feet away, watching me. But then I saw Kai launch and charge straight for me. I yelped as I reached for the phone. But he landed on me, and I grunted, emptying my lungs as his weight knocked the wind out of me.
You think you can hurt me, you fucking slut?
He whispered hard in my ear.
Get off me!
I screamed. He grabbed the back of my hair and called back to Damon.
Hold her arms.
No! I cried, my stomach shaking as I let out my wail. Despair spread throughout my body, and I began shoving and squirming against him.
Get off!
Kai grabbed my arms and pushed them up over my head, holding my hands to the ground. Oh my God, how could he do this? He reached for my neck with his other hand to hold me still, and tears streamed down the sides of my face. But then a loud voice pierced the air.
Enough!
Kai stilled and turned his head. I continued to squirm under his weight, but I looked down under his arm to see who had stopped him. Damon stood back with his fists at his side and his eyes narrowed. He charged over, grabbing Kai off me and shoving him away. And then he dived down, dragging me up by the sweatshirt.
Stop crying, he ordered. We weren't going to hurt you, but now you know that we can.
He grabbed me by the back of my hair, and I gasped as he brought me in, his warm breath falling across my face.
Michael doesn't want you, and neither do we. You get that? I want you to stop watching us and stop following us like a pathetic dog begging for someone to notice her.
And then he shoved me away, disdain written all over his face.
Get a fucking life of your own, Rika, and stay the hell away from us. No one wants you.
I backed away,
looking at both him and Kai and wondering why they were doing this. A pathetic dog? Was that how Michael saw me? Tears filled my eyes, but before they had the pleasure of seeing me break, I twisted on my heel and took off, into the forest and toward home, as fast as I could away from them. I let the pain of the last couple of hours go, and barely saw the world around me as I cried the entire way home, alone, so no one could see. Chapter 22. Erica. Present.
She's lying.
I looked over at Kai, his narrowed eyes glaring at me. Michael stood with his arms crossed over his chest, a flat expression on his face.
Kai was with me, he stated. He caught up to me at my house almost as soon as I got home, and we got drunk while watching game footage the rest of the night. He wouldn't have had time to take you out into the middle of the fucking woods.
I shook my head. No, that's not right. He was there.
She's making it up to save her own ass,
Damon chimed in, stepping up next to his friends.
And I certainly don't remember that,
Will added.
There was the warehouse and then nothing. I was drunk off my ass.
Michael looked away, shaking his head almost regretfully.
Just admit it. You leaked the videos and we know.
My heart flipped in my chest. What? Leaked the videos, you think? I trailed off, scanning the air in front of me.
We trusted you. Your tantrum cost us 3 years. You owe us, and this has been a long time coming.
I closed my eyes, my lungs emptying. All this time they'd thought... I looked at them again. You think I posted the videos that got you arrested? That's why you're doing this? Oh my God. Michael leaned in and grabbed me by the back of the hair. I let out a small cry, sweat breaking out on my forehead.
You had Will's phone, he charged.
But I shook my head. I didn't. I would never have done that.
You had the phone because you had Will's sweatshirt, he argued. Damon saw you with it. Say it.
Yes, I gritted out. Yes, I had the phone, but it fell out of my pocket when I was fighting with them.
You weren't fighting with them,
he growled, his voice stinging my ears.
Stop lying.
I swear. He shoved me away, and I curled my fingers into my palms. None of this made any sense.
You're already caught, Will said. Michael says Kai was with him. That's how we know you're making all of this up. He wasn't even there.
I slammed my fists down. He was. You all were, except Michael. You were passed out in the car, Damon was threatening me, and Kai grabbed me. When I hit him, he just laughed and said, "You can't hurt me. The devil always has my back." You were all there, and the phone fell out when I was on the ground.
"The devil always has my back?"
Kai repeated, looking confused.
"I didn't say that. I've never even heard that before."
I shook my head, closing my eyes in despair.
"I have."
Everyone stilled and turned their eyes on Michael.
"My father," he said in almost a whisper, looking uneasy. "He says that."
Heat spread over my exhausted body, and I forced myself to take deeper breaths as I watched him turn his dark stare on Kai.
"Trevor,"
he said in a low voice. Kai's stare hardened, and Will inched in to find out what was happening. "Trevor?" I thought back to that night. Trevor in Kai's mask. Would he do that? Michael turned around, and I saw Damon lock eyes with him.
"What?"
he snapped.
"Will was drunk as shit," Michael challenged. "But you weren't. You took her into the middle of nowhere instead of directly home, and you knew it was Trevor under that mask."
Damon blew out a stream of smoke and ground out his cigarette on the island.
"You're taking her side. You're the one lying to me,"
Michael repeated. He shook his head as his friends all turned to face him.
"This changes nothing."
They waited while he stood there, and I looked over at him, completely numb. Damon never pretended to be my friend. I felt nothing. But Trevor? He'd played me for a fool. That's why he'd whispered that night, so I wouldn't recognize the voice.
You think you can hurt me, you fucking slut?
All these years I'd been unaware. How he must have enjoyed that. Damon hooded his eyes, looking bored.
Kai left almost immediately after you did that night, he told Michael. That's when Trevor showed up. He was looking for Rika and he wasn't happy. Someone told him that she was with us, so he came to get her.
I walked around, standing next to Kai.
We had words, Damon continued, but then I realized that we could help each other. He wanted Rika away from us, and so did I. We decided to fuck with her.
What was your problem with me? I demanded.
You had no business with us.
He pinned me with a scowl.
Women always complicate shit. Michael couldn't take his eyes off you, and Kai was starting to notice you too.
Kai straightened next to me, shifting uncomfortably.
It was only a matter of time before you tore us apart,
Damon bit out.
You're fucking pussy and nothing more.
Michael lunged. He charged for Damon and slammed his fist across his face, sending Damon flying back and crashing into the stove. He didn't come back swinging, though. He just stood there, blinking long and hard and breathing fast. He was either in too much pain from the wound, or he knew when he was outnumbered. He swallowed and stood up straight again, continuing like nothing had happened.
We went out to your car and got the masks. If she thought it was Kai, Will, and me together, she'd get the shit scared out of her and never come around us again. Will was piss drunk, so we put him in the car and went back in to get her, but she'd already left. We caught up to her on the road.
And you left my sweatshirt in the booth, Will chimed in, along with the phone.
Which I found and wore on the walk home, I added. Christ.
And then Trevor found the phone when she lost it in the struggle, Kai finished. So she says, Damon snapped. We can't trust her. I trust her a hell of a lot more than I do you,
Michael bellowed.
Yeah, fuck you, Damon growled. She's a worthless fucking cunt, and I'll show you exactly what she's good for.
Damon shot out from around the island and moved to pass Michael. I instantly backed up, steeling my jaw as he came at me. But Michael grabbed him and threw him against the counter. Damon howled, holding his wound. But before he could straighten up again, Michael threw a right hook across his face, sending him flying to the floor. He crashed, and Michael came down on him immediately, grabbing his hair and raising a fist in the air.
You choosing her?
Damon choked out, reaching up to grab Michael around the neck.
Huh? You choosing her over your friends?
Michael's fist came down over Damon's jaw, but then Kai and Will were on him, trying to pry him off as he fought against their attempts. Damon's face turned red as he raged up at Michael.
You're no better. What did we bring her here for, huh? She's nothing, and she's making you weak.
Michael lunged for him again, tearing out of Will and Kai's hold, but I didn't stick around to see what happened next. I ran out of the kitchen and raced through the foyer. Slamming into the wall next to the door, I opened the keypad and punched in the code, unlocking the front gate. Digging my keys out of my pocket, I reached for the front door and pulled the handle. But then something hit the door, and I gasped as it was pushed out of my hand and slammed shut again. I jerked my hand back as I watched the basketball that had hit the door bounce to the ground and roll away.
You're not leaving.
Michael's voice came behind me. I reached for the door again, but he came and grabbed my arm, whipping me around. Let me go! I tried to yank my arm free. I won't stay here.
We're not going to hurt you, he gritted out,
and I could see blood on the knuckles of the hand he had wrapped around my arm.
No one is going to hurt you, I promise.
Let me go! But then I straightened, rearing back as I looked over his shoulder at what was coming behind him. Michael turned around, facing Damon. He wiped blood away from the side of his mouth as he charged toward us.
Get out,
Michael ordered. Damon shot him a scowl and then locked eyes on me, grabbing the door handle as Michael pulled me out of the way. He stared into my eyes, and what I saw there was no longer dead. His glare coursed right through me and coiled around my neck. Yanking open the door, he left the house, slamming it behind him. I let out a breath, my shoulders dropping. But then I felt a hand brush my cheek and heard Michael's voice.
Are you okay?
I jerked away, slapping his hand off me. Fuck you. He dropped his hand and straightened, keeping his distance. He knew he'd fucked up. What they'd done tonight was unforgivable.
Fucking Trevor, Will grumbled, charging into the foyer. I can't believe it.
He always hated us, Kai added, coming in behind him.
Michael exhaled and turned away. Walking over to the stairs, he sat down and buried his head in his hands, looking completely defeated. Yeah, it must be a bitch to realize you wasted 3 years hating the wrong person. Chills broke out over my skin, and the heat that had covered my body before was now gone. The wet clothes stuck to my skin, and I shivered. All this time, I thought I was insignificant to him. A stupid kid, barely worth his time. A mistake he'd made one night long ago that he barely remembered. But now I knew that not only was that not true, but he'd spent 3 years planning how to hurt me. And he was going to let his friends hurt me, too. Tears welled, and I clenched my teeth, hardening my jaw, to keep them away. He didn't fucking deserve them. Stepping slowly toward Michael, I demanded, "Where is my mother?" He combed his fingers through his hair and looked up, his eyes weary.
"California," he answered. "She's in a rehab in Malibu."
"What?" I blurted out. "Rehab? My mother would never agree to that. She wouldn't leave the safety of her home or friends. She wouldn't leave what was familiar."
"I had a judge sign a court order forcing her stay," he clarified, as if reading my mind.
I inched closer, narrowing my eyes on him. "You forced her?"
"What everyone should have done a long time ago," he argued, his voice firm. "She's fine, perfectly safe and taken care of."
I turned my head away, closing my eyes and running a hand over the top of my hair. Rehab. So they weren't hurting her then. But if Michael wanted to hurt me, if he thought I'd betrayed him, why would he do something that would ultimately help my mom? Why not just lock her in a basement somewhere like I'd thought? I crossed my arms over my chest. Why haven't I been able to get a hold of anyone? I now knew why my mother had been unreachable. She probably wasn't permitted a cell phone in rehab. But Michael's mother, his father's cell phone, Trevor, our housekeeper who was out of town?
"Because you haven't been calling anyone,"
Michael admitted, looking up at me with a flat expression.
"During Trevor's party, Will went into your car and took your phone, replacing everyone's numbers under their names. You've been calling a fake phone we set up."
My fists curled under my arms, and I dropped my eyes, seething. I couldn't fucking look at him. How had all this happened? Why hadn't they confronted me sooner?
"We were so sure it was you," Will chimed in. "I woke up, saw the videos online, and I panicked, realizing I'd left the phone in my sweatshirt at the warehouse."
He could barely look at me.
"And then Michael saw the sweatshirt hanging on a kitchen chair the next morning, and we finally figured out through Damon that you'd worn it home. You were mad at Michael, feeling rejected, so we just..."
He trailed off, the rest not needing to be said. I glared at Michael. All this time, all these years he could have confronted me. But that was him, I guess. He pushed forward no matter who it hurt, always believing he was right and never apologizing. At least I could see the regret in Kai and Will's eyes. With Michael, nothing. The more mistakes he made, the taller he tried to stand, so no one could see over him. So no one could see anything but him. I shook my head, my eyes burning as I stared at him. Say something. How could he just sit there after everything we'd... I'd trusted him. Shared parts of myself I'd never come close to sharing with anyone else. And this is what had been going through his mind every time he whispered in my ear, or touched me, or kissed me, or... I squeezed my fists so tight, my nails dug into my skin. "I want to leave," I told him. tears still thick in my throat.
No.
I want to leave, I repeated, hardening my tone.
You can't.
He shook his head.
I have no idea where Damon is. We'll all go back to the city tomorrow.
I ground my teeth together. God damn them. I stomped past him, up the stairs toward my room. I couldn't stand the sight of any of them.
So what do we do now?
I heard Kai ask behind me.
Let's get fucked up,
Will breathed out. And I ran to my room, locked the door, and wedged a chair under the handle. Chapter 23 Erica Present. I had no intention of staying. I didn't care what their story was or what they had to say. I wanted my life back. And if I thought I was in danger at my apartment, Alex lived on the 16th floor, so I could crash on her couch for a night or two. I wasn't safe here. I knew that. But as I leaned down on the bathroom sink, feeling my chest shake with tears that weren't falling, I raised my eyes and looked at myself in the mirror. My tank top clung to my skin, wet and dirty with splotches of Damon's blood, and my hair hung cold and stringy along my cheeks. My damp jeans hugged my thighs, chilling me to the bone, and I curled my fingers into the side of the sink, feeling Damon's blood thicken under my nails, wedging deeper and deeper, until it was the only thing I noticed. I closed my eyes, feeling my heart pick up pace again. I'd fought back. I'd hurt him. And I hadn't run. Not like 3 years ago in the forest. Being scared wasn't a weakness, but letting it force my head down and my voice quiet was. Fear wasn't the enemy. It was the teacher. I hated Michael, and tomorrow, after I got everything back from him, I was leaving. No more Delcor, no more Meridian City, and no more Thunder Bay. I couldn't wait to get away from everything that had hurt me. Chilled and shaking, my muscles exhausted from everything that had happened tonight, I didn't think. I stood up and slowly lifted the tank top over my head, peeling off the rest of my clothes and dropping everything to the floor before I turned to start the shower. Just a few minutes. I stepped in and sat down on the sandy-colored shower floor, right under the hot spray. Steam filled the small enclosure, and my hair was immediately drenched, falling down my back as I tipped my chin up and let the hot water cover my face. Tingles spread over my body, and my heart began to calm as I hugged my legs to my body and felt everything grow warm again. Michael. He'd done all of this. He'd been in charge. He'd told me to come here, and out of love for my mother, I did. He'd trapped me, blackmailed me, and put his friends on me. I hate him. I worked vigorously, washing my hair and body, and then I used a file to dig Damon's blood out of my fingernails. Getting out of the shower, I dressed and checked my bedroom door again to make sure it was locked before going to dry my hair. But as soon as I was done, and I'd turned off the hairdryer, I noticed a vibration under my feet, and my ears perked, hearing an indiscernible beat coming from downstairs. Was that music? I set the dryer down and walked toward my door. Leaning my ear into it, I heard a short, fast rhythm and then a few howls. What the fuck? Tossing my brush on the dresser, I pulled the chair away from where it was lodged under the handle and cracked open the door. Loud music immediately hit me, and I could hear voices and laughter. A lot of voices and laughter. Leaving the door open, I dashed over to my window and looked out at the driveway. It was flooded with cars. I don't believe this, I said to myself. Whipping around, I charged out of my room and down the stairs, taking a look around at all of the people. I clenched my jaw. What the hell was going on? Some of them I recognized from being a couple of years behind me and still in high school. Some were college students home for the weekend, and others, I had no idea. Maybe people from neighboring towns? Locals? They walked around with solo cups, talking and laughing, and some even tried to call out to me to say hi, but I just ignored them. I stormed through the house, going in and out of rooms, trying to find Michael.